Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Invisible Wealth, Five Principles for Redefining Personal Wealth in the New Paradigm, by Jennifer Wines, narrated by Raquel Beatty. Limit of Liability and Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book, and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Further, readers should be aware that websites listed in this work may have changed or disappeared between when this work was written and when it is read. Neither the publisher nor authors shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to special, incidental, consequential, or other damages. Preface. Conversations were shifting, with my private wealth management clients, with my friends, and within myself. These shifts in conversations were and remain emblematic of the paradigm shifts currently underway in our society. There's an undercurrent of change happening, which is revealing itself through conversation and constructive action. We, individually and collectively, are revisiting values, qualitative, and value, quantitative, within our economic ecosystems, thereby revisiting our concept of wealth. After all, value and wealth are inextricably linked. And as it so happens, wealth is something I'm quite familiar with, after working in the world of private wealth management for over a decade. Although in April 2022, I left a great company, a great team, and great clients in order to fully commit myself to what I term the new wealth paradigm. These shifts in conversations and paradigms propelled me into researching well-established axioms and maxims of wealth long before leaving my job. In fact, in retrospect, it feels as though my whole life was designed to place me in a position for writing Invisible Wealth, law school included, which is where I fell in love with the written word. Language is the oldest technology in the book, and while technological advancements have much to do with the paradigm shifts we're experiencing, it's words that enable us to communicate thoughts, ideas, and narratives relating to such advancements. What's more, these narratives, or collective conversations, help us to exchange ideas with one another in order to flesh out and define, or perhaps redefine, concepts, and by extension, applications of those concepts. Words are powerful. With this backdrop in mind, it's my hope that these architected ideas are helpful to you for revisiting and perhaps redefining your concept of wealth. What's your wealth? Part 1. When I was growing up, my grandmother had a watercolor painting hanging on the bathroom wall. It was a painting of a personified frog who was relaxing in a bubble bath while holding a glass of champagne. The painting read, "You can never be too rich or too thin." The message was clear. The more money, the better. The skinnier, the better. While the painting was playful and funny, there's no denying that it played back a set of values that permeated society. I'm an immigrant and the first person in my family to attend college in the United States. Like many other millennials, I started my adult life burdened with six figures of student loan debt, starting life at a financial deficit. After graduating from undergrad and law school, I entered the world of finance. And while my profession as a wealth management advisor had provided an intimate lens into the world of the super wealthy, I've also personally experienced wealth in every sense of the word. My life has provided insight into both ends of the financial wealth spectrum. There were times when I would watch my single mom put $3.11 worth of gas into the car, just to make it to and from work, ahead of the next paycheck. There was also a time when I vacationed in the south of France on a 311-foot superyacht. Through a myriad of experiences, both personally and professionally, I've observed, learned, and researched valuable lessons regarding wealth within the context of our rapidly evolving world. We are in the midst of a huge paradigm shift, rethinking what we value and therefore rethinking how we define wealth. This shift caught exponential wind during the past couple of years when our lives turned inside out, or was it outside in, as we turned inward and reflected. The pandemic invited us to rethink, rediscover, and reinvent ourselves. We upgraded our own internal software, all the while upgrading our Zoom software. And Zoom we did, both inwards and outwards. These upgrades ushered in reinvention of self, extending to the rise of the personal brand, which now competes with the company brand. At the same time, we are seeing significant advancements in technology, thus bolstering our digital world alongside the real world. Toss in blockchain technology, the Great Resignation, and the fact that the entrepreneurial spirit animals are alive and well, and we have ourselves a dynamic environment. We're currently playing what feels like four-dimensional chess. Given this confluence of circumstances, we now have a ripe opportunity to reimagine and redefine wealth, because so much of what we value, both individually and collectively, is shifting. The way we make, invest, transact, and spend money is changing right before our eyes. We are witnessing the move from corporate cubicles to the creator economy, from dollar bills to digital dollars, and from the purchasing of things to the purchasing of experiences. As a society, we are becoming increasingly comfortable with pegging value to intangible assets, as we fundamentally always have. To put it neatly, we are shifting into a world that values intangibles over the tangibles. Invisible wealth. Chapter 1. Defining and Redefining Wealth. We are shifting into a new wealth paradigm that's inviting us to reimagine and redefine our definition and concept of wealth. The antiquated wealth narrative typically equates wealth to an abundance of money. We're wealthy when we have lots of money. We see this messaging everywhere, watercolor frog paintings included. And while there is an interconnected relationship between wealth and money, now is the time to revisit the premise that they are merely one and the same. But before we can redefine wealth, we must first define it. Additionally, by exploring the concept of wealth, we'll explore the relationship between wealth, money, and the economy. First, we'll take a look at how these three concepts are braided together. Thereafter, we'll untie the braid and focus on each thread independently. What is wealth? What is money? And what is an economy? The relationship between wealth, money, and the economy. We're familiar with the idea that wealth equates to an abundance of money. The intertwined relationship between wealth and money has a lot to do with the advancements in our economies. The more efficient economies became, the more synonymous wealth and money became. An economy is a system where goods and services are
Sample complete. Ready to continue?